Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show with guest host Bill Ryder on CBS Sports Radio.
All right, good morning and welcome into the show. Bill Ryder with you, filling in for Jim. Jim off this week. We are still coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Whether you want to buy a home or refinance your current home, Rocket can. This is great. It's exciting. Some familiar faces. I used to know him as Tom DiBenedetto, was my executive producer before coming to the Jim Rome Show. Sources tell me he's been rechristened Count Chocula. Okay, got it. Which is amazing. And one of you tweeted this at Jim Rome. You can hit me up too at SportsRiter, Sports R-E-I-T-E-R. I don't remember which of you did it. I apologize. Which clone nailed it? Does Garrett Ridd ask for his autograph in the morning, given the chocolate connection? The answer is yes. I'm here. I'm just going to go. I've been here for the last couple hours. The answer is yes. It is a very busy, very busy week here at the end of July. Aaron Rodgers drama, which we'll hit and we'll start with in just a second. Deshaun Watson is operating in some alternate universe where he believes he'll be traded imminently and is just rolling into camp because, you know, why not? We'll dive into that story. OU Texas, Oklahoma, Texas, has been percolating for a few days. Just in the last 20 or 30 minutes, an official announcement from the two schools that were the linchpins of the Big 12, they won't be at some point in the future. There's some details there as it relates to television rights. Might be 2025, but they gone. Whether it's the SEC, which is the expectation, or, and this is some of the reporting, if it's true, Texas is really shopping itself to some other spots. Feels like driving up the price. We'll hit that later in the show. The Cleveland Guardians. I want to make fun of the Cleveland Guardians. I don't think I can. I don't know if you can come up with a name that wouldn't be mocked. Kind of grew on me. We'll hit that later in the program. Talk some USA basketball. Yes, yes, Greg Popovich, if you missed this, USA basketball's remarkable streak of dominance at the Olympics comes to an end at the hands of France, in large part because of some drastically terrible shooting by Team USA stars, Kevin Durant included. There's some criticism there, but I also think in the loss, and there's shades of Ronda Rousey here, there's shades of Tiger Woods, in the loss, I think there's a need to remember the greatness of USA's basketball, its impact internationally, and how it created some Frankensteins out there. It's embarrassing, but I also think a source of pride over what we've done internationally in basketball for several generations. Kirk Morrison will be on the show. Will Middlebrooks will be on the program, former big leaguer. Will Brinson's going to be on the show. So Jim's on vacation, and based on his social media, he's in Wisconsin. I'm going to quote him wrong, but he's right. If you don't like Wisconsin, there's a problem with you. And I can speak to that because I just got in from Wisconsin last night at a wedding in Milwaukee. Congratulations, Nick and Steph. Love you guys. And it is amazing to me. The last time I was in Wisconsin was a long time ago. I have family there. 3 or 4 years ago. I'm from Iowa. And the overwhelming Aaron Rodgers love 3 or 4 years ago, it was cult-like. The only comparison that I can possibly give you is Graceland in Memphis, which I have done once. And I wasn't that into. I actually went with a young lady that I went to college with who's not my wife, and wherever she is, I hope she's well, because, well, I was interested in that young lady. But it was mesmerizing. The affection, the obsession, the love, the visceral need for Elvis in Memphis was so overpowering, it made you feel that. And a big part of the reason as a Bears fan, I've always liked Aaron Rodgers and respected Aaron Rodgers until lately, is because that connection to Wisconsin and to Green Bay where my parents lived, and that part of the country was real. And it was almost cult-like. And to see the way that the worm has turned is pretty amazing. People are angry in Packers land, and for all the right reasons, because Aaron Rodgers, and here's where we're at right now. Aaron Rodgers is, in theory, supposed to report to training camp on Wednesday. But he has made it clear in his little social media flirtations and his drop nuggets of angst and anger that he may not be there. Vegas certainly does not think that he's going to arrive. You've got several books, including DraftKings, just removing all Green Bay Packers numbers from their boards, from their betting opportunities for you. Westgate in Vegas, where I do my sports gambling, badly, but nonetheless, has removed all NFC North lines. You can't bet on any of those numbers, not just the Packers, but those other teams as well. It's not just smoke. There's fire going on. It just, the question becomes, how far is it going to rage? NFL reporter Michael Silver, very good reporter, but can we be honest here on the Jim Rome Show? Bill Rutter filling in. CBS Sports Radio, CBS Sports Network. Different reporters carry water for different athletes and coaches. It's part of the deal. It's not a criticism. If I could be the water boy for Aaron Rodgers, I probably still wouldn't, because I'd be close. I might do it. So I'm not criticizing Silver here. I'm just saying he has a relationship with a connection to Aaron Rodgers, and the proper context for Silver's reporting, he's an excellent reporter, is that this is Aaron Rodgers approved. And that's okay. That's okay. But this is less Michael Silver reporting what he's hearing and more Michael Silver telling you what Aaron Rodgers wants. Here it is. I'm going to read you the quote from Aaron Rodgers. Excuse me, from Michael Silver. One possible solution, that would be Rodgers' solution, one possible solution to the Rodgers-Packers stalemate. The team could agree to lop off the final 2 years of his contract and theoretically not to franchise him after the season. To set up a last dance scenario. Not likely, but maybe Packers decide 1 year's better than none. All of this, if you are the Packers fans who found me at the wedding, talked to me at the reception, for whatever reason were extremely loquacious and social in the restroom. People are nice in Wisconsin who are angry at Aaron Rodgers. This is more fodder for that. What do you mean lop off the last 2 years, agree not to franchise, and do a last dance? So let there be all this toxicity, and you get nothing in return when he leaves? Aaron Rodgers has a contract. Here's the reality. This is unfair to that Packers organization, which you don't have to care about. Millionaires arguing with billionaires, arguing with coaches who want to be millionaires. Fine. Fine. But he has a contract. But this is stunningly unfair to Packers fans. And that Aaron Rodgers is making me, a lifelong Bears fan, who wouldn't stop for Jay Cutler if I saw him on the side of a road in the desert. I would just keep going. I really would. Maybe I'd go back because I'd feel bad. To have to defend Packers fans makes me dislike Aaron Rodgers. And the respect I had for him has dissipated. There's a lot of guys that are massively, massively, massively talented. A lot of guys. But the ones that are good dudes, that find the love and respect a market or a place gives them, and reciprocates it, that's something else. Perfect example, in the city that I was in this past weekend in Milwaukee, is Giannis. And there's a lot of them. It's unfair to Packers fans. He has a contract. The details get a little uncomfortable if you're Aaron Rodgers, in a perfect world, in which we don't live. The guy's 1-4 in NFC Championship games. A fact that I was literally told 31 times at this Wisconsin wedding. And here's the problem. None of it matters. I don't think Aaron Rodgers is the good guy here. I think he's probably the bad guy. Look, it's complicated. Did that Packers organization, as reported, probably not tell him they were hiring Matt LaFleur? Yes, probably. Are they allowed to do that? Yes. Why are you allowed to do that? Because you're allowed to be stupid in America. Not a good idea. Is it likely that when they made cuts of random wide receivers that Rodgers had sort of praised or other decisions that didn't run it by him? Is it likely that that was not designed to teach him a lesson, but it still tweaked his ego? Yeah, I think that's a fair interpretation. Doesn't matter. Figure it out. He's the talent. He's not the hero. He's not the savior. He's not necessarily going to be loyal. Aaron Rodgers is 100% about Aaron Rodgers. And in the final conclusion, if you're Brian Gutekunst, the GM, if you're Mike Murphy, if you're any of these guys, you're LaFleur, your job is to satisfy the talent. Look out at the National Football League right now and the bizarro universe that we're in, just in the NFL at the quarterback position. Tom Brady's 105 years old and just keeps winning Super Bowls and just beat, as you know, the Packers at Lambeau, just beat Rodgers at Lambeau. So that's an obstacle that's not supposed to exist in the NFL. Tom Brady was supposed to be formidable to any team that had to go through him, right? Any team that didn't have him 10 years ago. Not now, but that's the reality. Patrick Mahomes is the most gifted quarterback in the game right now, coming off a heartbreaking loss in the Super Bowl for a lot of reasons. He's going to be highly motivated. Russell Wilson just tried to divorce his own team and for whatever reason couldn't pull it off. Deshaun Watson has been accused of sexual assault. And we don't know how that's going to end, and I certainly don't know what happened. But I know that it's ugly. It is a bizarre time in the National Football League. And if you've got one of these quarterbacks who are a sure thing, who make you a contender, whose mere presence means you have a realistic chance to win a Super Bowl, you do everything in your power to make sure they are happy. The end. The end. I'm not going to sit here and argue that Aaron Rodgers is worth rooting for from a distance, because he's not. I don't care about that Packers organization. But I do feel bad for fans that have already been through this with Brett Favre. And you got lucky, Packers fans. You did. You know it. And Favre wasn't likable either. But the odds you were going to find someone 80% as good as Favre, let alone 20% better, which is what you got, that's once in a lifetime. And I feel so bad for Jordan Love. But it's not. He's not that guy. Maybe management got spoiled. Maybe the arrogance and the comfort of having a quarterback back like that, going back to the freaking 90s when Ritt was in his 50s, is something. Sorry, I had to get one in. Ritt's on the board. There's going to be so many. I find it so off-putting, so obnoxious by Aaron Rodgers, so arrogant and tone-deaf in the extreme, that given the news on Davante Adams, that he's also at an impasse with the Packers, that he and Adams would simultaneously on social media put out a Pippen Jordan walking away last dance kind of thing. It's also ham-fisted, because it certainly makes Michael Silver look like he's following orders from Aaron Rodgers, which is fine. Do your thing. Make your living. I get it. Aaron Rodgers isn't worth rooting for here. He's not worth cheering for. He hasn't handled it in a fair way. He hasn't cared at all for the people of Wisconsin, a part of the country I'm from, who live and die and see their football team and the quarterback who's the avatar of that team, the way the folks down in Graceland see Elvis. Or I can give you 10 other examples. There's a connection that he's severed. The problem is he's the reigning NFL MVP. He is one of not just the most talented quarterbacks right now today, if he decides to show up in 2 days at camp, he's one of the most talented quarterbacks of all time. I would have made the case before Mahomes that he was the most, not the best, not the most effective. I would just have made the case the most talented quarterback I'd ever seen, personally. Even more than Manning. I think Mahomes has passed that for me. None of it matters. The odds that Aaron Rodgers are going to retire have gone through the roof in Vegas. The reason he's tweeting these things, the reason he's going on SportsCenter and various shows and talking about people 15 times in a row, the reason he's playing with the heartstrings of the folks who have supported him for so long is because Aaron Rodgers cares about Aaron Rodgers, and that is the way that it works a lot of times with stars. I probably should give him credit. At least he's being forthcoming about who he is and what he's about. So I don't think you should root for Aaron Rodgers or have sympathy for Aaron Rodgers, but the blame goes to the Green Bay Packers. Manage your talent. Manage your diva. Make it work. Ritt and I are both Bears fans, and we can tell you from experience, you can go a lifetime without having a quarterback in the National Football League who is good at football. Don't give me a McMahon. I don't even want to hear it. He was effective, Ritt. Packers fans, here's the deal. I don't know what Aaron Rodgers wants at this point. It's very likely he just wants that organization to suffer because he feels like his ego has been bruised. And he clearly doesn't care if you suffer along with that organization. But if there's any path to one of the most talented quarterbacks on earth deciding he's willing to stick around for the entirety of his contract, that includes the humiliation of Gutekunst going away, which would be unfair, by the way, the humiliation of LaFleur being coach, at least offensively, a name only, you do it. Not because Aaron Rodgers is a great guy or worth rooting for or the hero of this story, but because he's Aaron Rodgers and he's massively talented. And without him in a 17-game season, you're going to win six, maybe six football games. The end. All right, Bill Ryder filling in for Jim here on the Jim Rome Show, 1-800-636-8686. RomanHaveATake.com, at Jim Rome, JimRome.com. Hit me up, too. You always do. Say what you want. It's fine. Sports writer, sports R-E-I-T-E-R. So two of the five best quarterbacks in the NFL are giant question marks for vastly different reasons. Aaron Rodgers has had this schism with the Packers. We'll see what happens. And obviously when the news breaks, we got you covered here on the Jim Rome Show. I'll be in Wednesday filling in. A lot of great hosts in the next few weeks while Jim's gone. And Wednesday's the day Rodgers, obviously, is supposed to report. We'll hit that. We'll let you know what's going on. The Deshaun Watson thing is bizarre, too, for the opposite reason. Rodgers should be reporting. Watson probably shouldn't be. We'll get into Deshaun Watson, the trade market for him, and what happens with one of the most talented quarterbacks in the game, but also a massive, massive question mark in a morality sense, in a practical sense, in a will-he-play sense. We'll do that next here on the Jim Rome Show. Riley Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Phone number here on the show, 1-800-636-8686. RomeHaveATake.com, at Jim Rome, JimRome.com. You can hit me up as well. Sports writer, sports R-E-I-T-E-R. Tom DiBenedetto, Garrett Ritt hanging out with me here in Jim's beautiful, beautiful studios in Southern California. Let's hit some phone calls. Let's go to beautiful Green Bay. I wasn't in Green Bay. I was in Milwaukee, but it's great being back in Wisconsin over the weekend. Justin, what is up, buddy? You're on the Jim Rome Show.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I just want to elaborate a little further. I love everything you're saying about Aaron Rodgers, and I just want to make another point. You know, my dad and I are big Packers fans, have been our whole lives, and he's a big Brett Favre fan, and so we've argued over the years many times about Brett and Aaron, and, you know, Aaron to me is the greatest quarterback ever, and, you know, it's crazy how quickly the mighty can fall, because, you know, Aaron watched Brett take his anger towards pretty much one person and turn him into one of the most hated people in Wisconsin for a little while, and I never thought I'd see the day that Aaron Rodgers would do the same thing. I mean, he talks about loving the fans and loving the coaches and loving his teammates. So what is it, man? You're going to let your anger at one person, like, ruin your legacy? It's a sad day. And I'm sure my dad feels great every day the drama continues, because, you know, it's just crazy. I never thought I'd see the day where he allowed himself to do exactly what Brett did. And I don't know if he'll be able to recover. That's all I got. Thank you.
Yeah, Justin, appreciate you. Thanks for listening to the Jim Rome Show. That's exactly, I mean, I already knew, connected enough in a family from the Midwest, but it's just different to be in Milwaukee, walking around, having some drinks, having dinner. Got in Thursday night because the finals got done, obviously, last Tuesday. Just talking to the Uber drivers, even before I got to all the wedding festivities, this wedding I was at, and the rage and anger toward Aaron Rodgers. Normally, it requires someone to say, hey, what do you do for a living? Oh, I work in sports. And then they're often running on sports conversations. This was different. I went to a bar in downtown Milwaukee. Actually, it was a steakhouse place called Carnivore. It was great. Sat at the bar Thursday night, landed, went straight there, was hungry. By myself, ate by myself. All my family got on Friday. And there's bars to my right, bar seats, bars straight to my left, and people around me. It was busy. And I sat there, and normally I put my headphones in and just chill. I just listened for an hour and a half while I drank several old fashions to people talking about Aaron Rodgers and the anger and the angst, and you'd have like one person like, well, maybe he means well, and they get shouted down. I get it. And the thing is, he doesn't care. And neither did Favre, and this isn't unusual. It's not rare. People that are remarkably successful are normally surrounded by folks who don't tell them the truth. And you create this bubble around you of sycophants and yes men, and your perception shifts. Think about not every boss you've ever had, but we've all had bosses who maybe weren't bad people, but had no clue and didn't know how to hear criticism and didn't know how to take no for an answer because no one ever told them no, because they're in charge. Guys like Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers, it's that in the extreme. And here's the deal. It doesn't matter. The only reason that it worked out for the Packers the last time with Favre, and that was obnoxious. I mean, that went on again. I don't know how many times Jan retired. 51? Felt like it. But the reason it worked out, the reason I think Favre was able to eventually be forgiven by the Packers is it's a lot easier to forgive when you're the Packers instead of the Bears. It's a different thing if Favre pulls that crap. Aaron Rodgers sucks. We don't even know what his name is now, right? And there's 15 other versions if A-Rod doesn't work out. And Favre's trying to be like, is everything okay? No, man. We win 4 games a year, bro. Or the Browns, or whatever it would be. Not the Browns today. So Aaron Rodgers is in precarious shape. He better not be looking at the Favre drama and saying to himself, they'll forgive me. Favre went to the Vikings and they forgave him. Yeah, that's because you guys were still winning games. If you pull this move and the floor falls out or the sky comes crashing down, you will be blamed. 9 years from now, people are going to be calling to the Jim Rome Show, if that's the way it goes, blaming you. Remember when it was Olivia Munn's fault? This is the last time I was in Wisconsin. Rational relatives of mine, rational people, would sit me down and at the table, like they, you know, want to say, we need to talk about, you know, religion, or we need to talk about vaccines, or we need to talk about, you know, Aunt Susie, or whatever. We need to talk about Olivia Munn. It was Rodgers. All right, 1-800-636-8686. Bill Ryder filling in for Jim here on the Jim Rome Show. Let's go to Toronto. Billy's on the line. He called in last time I was filling in. Billy, what's up? You're on the Jim Rome Show.
How you doing, Bill?
What's up?
I'm going to make a quick point and a comment. Bill, the last time you were in, we talked about the NBA Finals. You had Phoenix. I had Milwaukee.
Yep.
And I begged you. I said, Bill, please hedge out in the final. Did you hedge out, Bill?
I hedged halfway.
Now,
so
if you didn't.
I did.
Just basically threw $1,200 off the Brooklyn Bridge.
Yeah, 24.
Always hedge out in the final, Bill.
I hedged.
Even though it looked like you looked good with the Greek Freak going down. That's why you do it. That's why you always have. I mean, I lose $2,000 on it because I hedged out. Milwaukee winds up winning. I don't care. I'm going to take the sheer money all the time. And my point is this, and this is to you, America, calling from Canada. I don't know what's going on with you guys in the Olympics playing basketball. You guys have got the best athletes in the world. And we watched the NBA final and watched the Greek Freak shoot threes for the first 2 games and get killed. And then when they finally decided to go inside, well, look what happened. Milwaukee wins the NBA championship. America, stop with the shooting threes. You don't want to get into this kind of contest with the Euros. That's all they do is shoot threes, play defense, and 1 through 5, these guys can shoot. We got too many guys in the NBA and the NCAA that can't shoot. I don't know why they're shooting threes. You've got the athletic ability, pound the ball inside, and nobody should come within 20, 25 points of you guys. But if you want to trade with the Euros, you may not even medal. That's all I got, Bill. Thanks.
Billy, thank you, buddy. Yeah, took your advice, swallowed my pride, hedged twice, and covered a little bit less than half of that. And I'm just going to be honest with you, because this is a character flaw. I'm not pretending it's anything other than that. I really enjoyed watching Chris Paul lose. Shouldn't be true. Really like Devin Booker. On my flight to New York, sat next to a very nice woman who turned out to be, I found an hour into the flight, one of the owners of the Phoenix Suns. Heard all these stories about a great, great group of people. The Suns were, she mentioned, I'm not kidding, every player but Chris Paul. I'm sure it was an oversight on her part, but not on mine. So it was hard for me. I mean, right? I should have been rooting for the Suns. So the hedge actually was nice because I'm from the Midwest. I really like Giannis. I like that team. And you're right. They did pound the rock. But I'll say this. Yes, they could do, Billy, the things you said. Also, and it's just a thought. Just a thought. You could also hit one of the 15 open shots you had at the end of the game. I mean, Kevin Durant. Don't get me started on Kevin Durant. Because I did a top 12 list of the top 12 players in the NBA for CBS Sports and CBS Sports HQ last week. People freaked out. I had Durant 3. I went Giannis, LeBron, and Durant. And I felt like I was actually probably being too nice. Steph should be higher. Because Durant, yeah, he hits a ton of shots. I know he can be amazing. I've seen him shoot teams out of games. Don't get me started.
I'm Kevin Durant.
Yeah, you are.
You know who I am.
I do know who you are. What's up, buddy? What's up, KD? That's a sensitive dude, too. But by the way, same thing as Aaron Rodgers. Same guy. I think maybe probably not a bad person. Massively talented. Loves the game. egomaniac in year 7, 8, 9, 10 that they weren't in year 2, 3, 4, 5. Destructive to organizations, and in KD's case, cowardly in how he leaves, and Aaron Rodgers just mean-spirited, and doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. You know why? The Nets are contenders next year, and the Warriors may not be. And the Packers are only contenders if Aaron Rodgers plays. All right, 1-800-636-8686. Corey in Iowa, hang in there. Hold on. Not just because I like calls, because I'm from Iowa. We'll get to you here in a second. We'll take some more calls. I want to get into Sean Watson and OU Texas. A lot going on. But first, let's get a CBS Sports Radio update with Erica Herskowitz.
Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show with guest host Bill Ryder on CBS Sports Radio.
All right, welcome back into the show. Bill Ryder with you. As you heard, I've been all over the country. Phoenix, New York, Milwaukee, back to L.A. the last 3 weeks. Just got in yesterday. Last time I spent a full day in L.A., I was on this show. That was July 4th, I think, was the last time that that was true. Man, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. What a great town full of really cool people. All right. 1-800-636-8686. Let's go to Iowa. My home state. I used to play poker with a guy named Corey. I don't know if this is him. Probably not. Corey, what's going on, buddy? You're on the Jim Rome Show.
Hey, how are you doing today, Bill?
Good, man. What's shaking?
Well, hey, I grew up in Maquoketa, Iowa, so I'm fully aware of all these Wisconsin folks you talk about, but I got a completely different take on it. You know, Rodgers has been a smarmy, self-serving jerk his entire career, and these folks have reveled in it. You know, I'm totally okay with it coming back on him at this point in time. They've enjoyed how he's whined about every single play where he doesn't get the flag and how great they are. So, I don't know. I'm kind of okay with the comeuppance that's happened to him right now.
Corey in Iowa, thanks, buddy. But how do you really feel about Aaron Rodgers? I mean, there's something. I love the psychology of sports. It's always been true, right? We're outraged. We're morally outraged. We have standards. This guy's the worst unless he's our guy. And then it's a totally different set of standards. And I see that. That's never been the way that I saw. Well, that's not true. It's not the way that I saw Rodgers for most of his career. And if there were times where I started to see that the last few years, I probably attribute it to guys change. I mean, people, I would imagine, I don't know, I would imagine it's really hard to stay grounded and stay who you are and stay balanced as a person if you are some sort of king-like figure in whatever you do for a living. Appreciate the call. Let's go to Omaha. A bunch of my family from Omaha were at this wedding. Kathleen, what is going on? You're on the Jim Rome Show.
Everyone who's hating on Aaron needs to be reminded of the fact that if San Francisco had half of a brain 16 years ago and drafted Aaron like they were supposed to, the Packers wouldn't even have Aaron. Aaron has given them everything he's had. And what does he come away with? Disappointment. I am tired of seeing that look of disappointment on Aaron's face. He deserves better. And they don't deserve anything in return for him. He can't get his 16 years back, so why should they get anything for him? What about the 2 times they got ran over? And it's always the defense's fault. The running back of San Francisco ran them over in a hole. Aaron couldn't dig at him. The time when Colin Kaepernick ran all over them in a hole, couldn't dig at him. But it's always the blame goes on Aaron and not the rest of the team.
Yeah! Yeah!
Kathleen, thank you for the call. Not arguing. Just going to offer a little perspective, a little balance to that. To him being 1-4 in the NFC Championship games that he's been in. I believe, and by I believe, I mean I looked it up this morning with the guys, that Rodgers has never crossed in those losses the 26-point threshold in terms of the offense. So, yeah, there are times where they got completely destroyed, but there are also some games, including the one against Tampa, not that long ago, that allowed Tom Brady and the Bucs, Tampa Bay, to go to that Super Bowl where, close game, Rodgers had some turnovers. But your point is right. He is massively talented, and any other organization on earth would have done almost anything within the rules and limits of the NFL to have had him for the last 16 years. Not just the Niners, who shockingly, erroneously, stupidly passed on him. And you look back at, because we lionize people. Aaron Rodgers sat in that green room, right? Just was passed again and again and again and again and again. And looking back, that humiliation, which I'm sure he turned into resentment against the rest of the NFL. And then Brett Favre, and not again, what Brett Favre did to Aaron Rodgers wasn't intentional. He just didn't care about Aaron Rodgers. The same way Aaron Rodgers doesn't care about Jordan Love or all you Packers fans out there. But Aaron Rodgers was a direct recipient of the incoming. It doesn't matter if you're hit by stray bullets. If you're hit, you're hit, man. Oh, sorry, Aaron. I didn't mean to shoot your career in the foot before it began, Brett Favre said. Doesn't matter. But obviously, A-Rod was able to channel that too. So somebody that is capable, maybe needs, but certainly learned to use anger and frustration and resentment as the power that got you to a place where you won a Super Bowl, and you're one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time, it would make sense that this is how it might end. Which, again, is all the more reason that the Packers should know who in the hell they're dealing with. And it's easy for me to sit here and to say, you know, Aaron Rodgers kind of being a jerk and kind of being a diva. I have never been and will never be as successful at what I do as what Aaron Rodgers does for a living, what he does. And most of you are in the same boat as me. But I won't pretend that if I were Jim Rome or someone else of that status in this business, I'd like to think I would still be grounded and reasonable. And Jim is, but that's rare. But who knows? If I had Aaron Rodgers' clout, if I had Aaron Rodgers' leverage, I probably do have Aaron Rodgers' anger in me. Who knows how? I want to call you Count Chocula. I just feel so bad. Tom DiBenedetto just gave a little chuckle. Having had to produce me.
Count Chocula.
Oh, my God, it's so funny. I don't know who coined it, but bravo, sir, or madam. And by the way, this is the beauty of this show. Part of the reason it's wonderful is it detracts, however momentarily, from the 131 mean-spirited tweets that are currently just stockpiling themselves at SportsWriter, Sports R-E-I-T-E-R. I love doing this show because it is it's three things. It's a lifetime goal, right? It really, I mean, I listened to Jim's show when I was in Iowa. The fact that I know him to a degree is incredible. The fact that he allows me to do this is incredible. So it's an honor. It is a privilege, personally, away from my career. And then just professionally, it's a big deal. It's also super, super, super humbling. It's a good little stew. It's a good little combo for me when I get to do this. 1-800-636-8686. Let's go out to Maine, ironically, where my brother and his wife are hanging out right now. Christian, what is going on, buddy? You're on the Jim Rome Show.
Hey, what's up, man? Where are your brother? Where is he hanging out?
I should know this. So it's somewhere south of Acadia National Park on the water, like south and east, maybe 40 minutes from there.
Oh, so maybe Belfast or something, mid-coast. Yeah,
yeah.
There we go.
I've been there. It's beautiful. We spent a week there.
Yeah, oh, it is beautiful. And I'll tell you what, your brother can dive into the ocean and find something that is more self-absorbed. Not really. Yeah. Aaron Rodgers is more self-absorbed than sea sponges. The guy thinks he's the best in the world. He did the Jeopardy, and he was smug as, I don't know, I really don't know. I'm having a hard time right now because I'm trying not to swear, but he was so smug and just ridiculous looking that I hope he just spends the rest of the offseason and the rest of the year with his girlfriends and his Hollywood friends, because homeboy knows that he doesn't have it. He doesn't have it anymore. He's not going to be Tom Brady. He's not going to go to another team. Another team's not going to want to pay for him. He is a washed-up chump. He knows it, and he's trying to make money on social media and all of the TV stations that he has right now. Look at me, look at me, look at me. I'm Aaron Rodgers' Barbie.
You call Aaron Rodgers ugly. I mean, that's definitely a new one. And that's the thing about the protective shield that goes around people who are in the 1% of the 1% of the 1% of talent, right? And we've seen, and by the way, Deshaun Watson, I don't want to conflate that with Aaron Rodgers, very different thing. But the only reason Deshaun Watson's at camp, thinks he could be traded, thinks he belongs there, by the way, will play again in the NFL, barring being convicted of sexual assault, and I'm making no judgments morally, I am speaking in a practical sense, and I am recognizing that it only takes one team in the NFL to have no scruples. And if you think there's only one team, I'd like to sell you some land in a place called Utopia. It's an island that I own off the coast of wherever you like. There's a lot of them out there. It takes one for him to play again, because talent puts a shield around you. It protects you from some realities. It is seductive in the extreme and necessary for whatever organization is trying to make money in whatever endeavor that they've decided to pursue, including the NFL. This is it, guys. Winning football games. And here's a reality that shield has distracted us from a little bit. Aaron Rodgers just lost an NFC Championship game against a 43-year-old quarterback who'd never played in the NFC, who marched into Lambeau Field and owned it the first time he'd ever done that in the playoffs. Now, the reason that happened is because that quarterback was Tom Brady, and is the greatest of all time. But it's amazing to me the degree to which, and I'm not exclusively blaming Aaron Rodgers, but here's a huge pet peeve of mine. I get so mad. Happened with the NBA a few weeks ago. If we're going to say that people capture the moment, win championships, lift their team up, are the reason that they won, then someone is also responsible for the loss. You can't call Giannis a hero who put the team on his back and carried them from a deficit and not pretend that Chris Paul wasn't some kind of problem. Aaron Rodgers is an amazing QB. I would love him to be the quarterback of my team. Today, right now, where I'm in, Bears, let's go. Smugness and all, whatever. But it's interesting that Aaron Rodgers had a whole summer of jeopardy and leaked reports of his discontent and what we're talking about now to distract from the fact that, minus all this crap, if we were talking about Aaron Rodgers, it would be, man, you're 1-4 in NFC Championship games. Great. But you just let Tom Brady come in and utterly and totally embarrass you. Who knows what's going to happen to the Texans? And again, different reality, different thing. I get it. Different reason. I personally don't think Deshaun Watson should play. If the NFL feels like, in their judgment, there's merit to the accusations until it's resolved. But we don't know. Maybe he'll be out there. That's my view. I don't have all the information. However, in a vacuum, if Deshaun Watson plays, the Texans are contenders. Now, they're outside shot contenders because they have no talent outside of Watson, but he's that good. If Deshaun Watson doesn't play for the Texans this year, how many games do you actually think they're going to win? 4, 5, being generous, because there's 17, so there's an extra chance to beat somebody. Same is true for Rodgers, just in the extreme. The Packers are a pretty good team. You need Devontae Adams, obviously, to be out there. He will be, despite the contract difficulties between him and his organization. But the fact is that Aaron Rodgers didn't play well in that NFC Championship game, turned the ball over several times, and allowed Tom Brady to come in and own him. And that's not an easy challenge. I mean, Brady then went and did the same thing to Patrick Mahomes. I honestly don't know how Tom Brady does it. I'm serious. I went back and watched just some YouTube clips. It's not like I watched tape, but I was bored in New York, so I just decided to watch a bunch of Tom Brady clips from last year. And look, there are moments where he looks really good, makes nice, but there are moments where he looks like a 43-year-old quarterback who's a skeleton version of the guy that I remember from 10 years ago. But he's a winner. That's what he is. He's a winner. I think Aaron Rodgers has the benefit of having all of us, and the benefit in the sense that he created this story. Probably true. I mean, I don't know if he's going to be there. That distracts us very, very much from the reality that he did not live up to the opportunity in front of him. It's not like that Packers defense gave up 42 points to the Buccaneers. Aaron Rodgers has a couple more possessions where he does Aaron Rodgers things. And it's Tom Brady, because Brady had turnovers in that game too. It's Tom Brady who's the guy that couldn't get it done. All right. Man, we got a lot of stuff to get to. Will Brinson, by the way, national NFL writer from CBS Sports, is going to be up in about 10 minutes. We moved him to the top of the next hour. I still want to get to OU Texas. It's a huge story. And my view on this has evolved. And we've got a bunch of calls. Jimmy, Beeks, David. We'll get to all these. You guys want to call in, talk about whatever you want. 1-800-636-8686. Bill Ryder filling in for Jim today on the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio, CBS Sports Network. Rome at haveatake.com, at Jim Rome, jimrome.com. Here, I'll leave my Aaron Rodgers thought here from all the folks at this wedding in Wisconsin who asked me. Here's my summary view. Maybe Rodgers is a diva. Maybe he's acting like a narcissist. Maybe he's being destructive to the Packers. Maybe he's unkind. Maybe he hasn't appreciated the love and adulation that a great fan base has shown him. And maybe he's tearing down an organization that at least in part helped build him up. All that may be true. Probably is. At least some of it. Doesn't matter. He's the talent. He's Aaron Rodgers. Figure it out next time. Manage him better. Manage him better. It's that simple. He's Aaron Rodgers. You can treat Mitchell Trubisky this way. You can treat a lot of guys this way. Probably treat Ryan Tannehill this way. Can't do it to Aaron Rodgers. All right, 1-800-636-8686. Let's do this. Let's talk to Will Brinson about this and other topics next year on the Jim Rome Show.